It was an act that seemed unthinkable. Another nation's army marched into the United States Capitol and burned its most important government buildings to the ground. The president and other government officials were sent fleeing in advance of the troops. It all happened 200 years ago this week, and it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. In mid-August of 1814, President Madison and his cabinet were growing increasingly worried of British soldiers landing on the mid-eastern shores of the country.
The Secretary of War, John Armstrong, was convinced that the British would never. Why would they want to invade Washington? It's this little backwater village.
Although it was the nation's capital, he was convinced Baltimore was their destination. William Bashong shares the story from the White House Historical Society.
Its symbolic importance, that was what it was all about, was the idea of humiliating Americans by capturing your capital, destroying your public buildings, and basically rubbing our noses in it, and then, you know, off they went.
The British accomplished their task, entering Washington and humiliating the young nation.
About sunset on August 24th, burnt the Capitol building, then came down the avenue down to the White House, burnt the White House down, as well as other buildings in the city. They did not go after private buildings.
But Bashong says the young nation showed its resolve at a time when it would have been easy to abandon the site.
There was a strong movement within Congress to relocate the national capital. So when we see the White House rebuilt and rising from the ashes and then Monroe becoming president, it's really like the phoenix rising from the ashes. And it is a restatement that the United States survived this and is even stronger than it was before.
3 years later, in 1817, President Monroe was able to move into the rebuilt presidential home. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McRae.